This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arms-length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Got my buddy Jim McKinney on the line with me right now. Jim, what I would like to get your opinion on more than anything else is purely and simply the Democrats will not give up on the results that Mueller came up with of the investigation of Trump. Trump was pretty well exonerated according to everything that I've heard, and yet the Dems are saying, no, that's not true. What's your view on that, Jim?
I think it's really actually quite funny, and I think Robert Mueller, whether he was acting on behalf of a very covert Trump effort, which I don't think so, or he was acting on behalf of a never-Trumper, the never-Trumpers, to try and get him out of office, I think it's put him in a very interesting predicament. And I actually think that the Mueller team has given the Trump administration a gift. And here's why I say this. Robert Mueller picked 17 very anti-Trump and pro-Clinton investigators in the Department of Justice. That's a fact. We know that Andrew Weissman was up on stage with Hillary Clinton in her concession speech. We know that a number of them, of the different attorneys there, were strong supporters. And we know that there was definite problems with the investigation because of factual information, not just accusation, of what's happened to Department of Justice. What Mueller did is he picked these guys. So it's very hard to go back and say with 17 total anti-Trumpers to say that the investigation was not credible. And then he comes out after he publishes his 400-plus page report and says specifically that they couldn't find any evidence of collusion. There were connections between Russians, but there were connections with everybody in Washington with different Russians. That's totally erroneous argument. There was absolutely no evidence showing that anybody was connected and colluding with the Trump administration to shape the election. That's factual. It's in the information from now four different investigations. Mueller comes out and leaves this kind of dangling participle, if you will, or just this little accusation in his 9.5-minute speech 2 weeks ago that implied that he couldn't make a decision on obstruction of justice, but then at the same time kind of goes into this, well, we'll let Congress decide that, or I'll let Department of Justice do that. So the Democrats and the extreme left have jumped on this, and they are continuing to perpetuate this myth. And I think it's actual gift to the Republicans because it continues to spin them up, and they're continuing to find an angle to justify their last 2 years of lying and deceit. And what's going to happen is as the investigation goes deeper into how this started, how the investigation went forward, I think it's going to put both the Mueller investigation itself and the Democrats like Adam Schiff on the House Intelligence Committee, like Jerry Nadler in the Oversight Committee, going to put them in an incredibly bad position when the facts come out of how much manipulation there was to undermine the President of the United States and the President-elect and candidate Trump prior to that. I think it's going to be quite disastrous for anybody that was linked to it. And I think there are a number of people, senior people within the Obama administration, they're going to get caught up in legal issues. And that's, the facts now are becoming clear of using a counterintelligence investigation to be able to have broader powers. The Obama administration, 2 weeks after or a week and a half after the election, giving an executive order to continue this intelligence assessment and investigation on the obstruction, the unmasking of American citizens inside classified NSA signals intelligence reporting, the abuse of the FISA warrants. There's so many issues that people are going to face. And I think Mueller inadvertently gave a gift because the left went crazy and has continued to go crazy over it. But when the facts come out and the actual investigation goes forward with a number of different investigations right now, with Huber, with Durham, and the Inspector General's report, they're in trouble. And the only way that they can get out of it is if they keep perpetuating it and hope they can get through the next cycle. But I don't think that's possible. Timing is everything here.
Well, timing is everything. They are very, very aggressive. I am amazed, quite frankly. Now, you did address the question, in my opinion, very effectively on what the Democrats are doing right now and how that appears to be very, what's the best way to put it, I guess, really counterproductive for them. And somewhat I want to say is this. For some reason, it does appear to be working for them in this sense, Jimmy. It appears to be working in the sense that the average American right now who is a bit of a bent towards the left side believes exactly what the Democrats are spewing right now, in spite of the fact that of the information that you are putting forth in this particular discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say one thing before I take a commercial break here, which is just going to be in a couple of minutes, 3 minutes, sorry. And that is, I would like to get your opinions on what Jim is saying on this one. Jim, very succinctly, you are saying that the Mueller investigation, the Mueller investigation, has shown in your mind beyond a shadow of a doubt that Trump was not involved at all in any type of Russian collusion during the election in 2016, correct?
Yes, I mean it's fairly evident. I mean, anybody can read it. You can go online and read it. And the only question that they continue to jump on is the obstruction issue. Did he obstruct justice in the investigation? Well, here's the issue: the investigation went forward. They provided over 1.5 million documents to the investigative team. They allowed unobstructed interviews without any executive privilege being called for any of the members of the administration, for any family members of the president. They did not fire Robert Mueller. So you can imply obstruction and you can politically spin it that way, but it's absolutely political spin. In the end, there was no obstruction. The investigation went forward. The only potential obstruction consideration would be firing James Comey. But James Comey was absolutely and has been proven so far to be a very, very questionable leader to the FBI and deserved to be fired from both top sides, both with the Hillary Clinton investigation and his exoneration of her publicly without sending it to the Justice Department, and in this particular instance where he's pushed forward on these accusations against Trump, he's become a partisan pundit. He is not effective, never was an effective leader of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Interesting. Interesting to say the least. I don't disagree, although, you know, I did pick up a copy of Comey's book. I have not read it, but I've skimmed it kind of, and his interpretation of what happened was very well put, I thought. I disagree with the guy. I mean, it's pretty obvious that the Clinton family is incredibly powerful. It's pretty obvious that Hillary Clinton wanted to be the president of the United States, the first female ever since she was probably, 15, 16 years old. She's a very aggressive woman. And I have to say one thing. I really don't care for her mannerisms at all, but I do have to say this, and that is she's a real fighter. I vote for her? Absolutely not. Going to be right back here with Jim McKinney giving his perspective on these things from a point of view of a retired Army intelligence officer. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNlife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNlife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome and continuing on with Jim McKinney. Get a little bit of an experiment here, and the experiment is this. I'm going to have both Joshua Phillip and Charlotte Cuthbertson in the next segment of KER Politics, actually the next two segments. Charlotte is obviously going to be talking about the Trump situation with the tariffs regarding Mexico. I want to get Jim's opinion on that before we hear what Charlotte has to say. And let's hear if they agree with that. Charlotte is based in Washington, D.C. She is close to these situations, and she has lived on the border, for lack of better terms, for the past few months. Very knowledgeable. Let's see how knowledgeable Mr. McKinney is. From a Army intelligence perspective, give me your opinion, if you would, Jim, on the situation with the Mexican tariffs and how Mexico bowed, et cetera, et cetera. You think that's going to work?
Oh, I think it's working. I think it's phenomenal what's happened, and I think it was a brilliant move on the administration's part. We know in the last 8 months, 6 to 8 months, that the Democratic Party has attempted to paint the border issue as a non-issue. And basically, since the election time in 2016, has accused Trump of being a bigoted racist to avoid, you know, the problem. But the problem has become so horrendous. By making this decision, by rapidly putting pressure on the Mexican government, it was very interesting to see how it went. And I thought, again, a brilliant move. But what you had almost immediately was a clash of the lobbyists. You had the Democrats, who have been accusing him of racism and, you know, trying to cross the border, buying even deeper into free and open borders, and making a lot of the presidential candidates made some pretty outrageous statements about how abusive he was and how terrible it was. While we have a crisis and while we have this massive influx of illegal immigrants and the costs and all those associated, simultaneously you had senior Republican leaders, Mitch McConnell, a number of them, being very upset about the free trade aspects of it and being afraid of calling out the tariffs or using the tariffs as a leverage point and calling out the administration to try to, you know, to back off on those statements. And the reality is that for Mexico, we have about $370 billion in annual imports. That's $370 billion exports from them. We export to them about $300 billion, this is according to the Federal Trade Commission. That's about a $70 billion deficit. We are by far the number one trade partner with Mexico, 75% of their total exports. So with that tariff, the impact would have been phenomenal. Now, what you had was the clash of the lobbyists. Lobbyists from big corporate America going to Mitch McConnell, senior Republicans, free trade is what it's all about. And simultaneously, you had lobbyists down in Mexico saying, for the same companies, a lot of them former American companies that have now moved their factories and their facilities into Mexico, saying, oh, wait a second, we can't do this. The costs are going to be so high. It's interesting how rapidly the Mexican government caved in just a matter of days in that negotiating expert. And it comes down to two philosophical issues that I think are really important for your audience and for the world to understand. The first one, corporate governance. Right, okay. Now, in the go ahead.
No, I said, okay, let's go on with that.
Yeah, corporate governments. The way that our business schools and what's happening right now is this push towards globalization and global supply chains and short-term profit incentivization has really undermined investment and the idea of a national entity, a brand, or marketing to protect interests inside the United States. So corporations looking for those goals and that valuation, they make decisions to ensure that they're returns, and they do need to make good financial decisions on ensure their returns are good for their investors. But at the same time, you've got these interconnected global supply chains which affect everybody. So the United States, the more we flatten out in a globalized system, the less power and influence the United States has. The less power and influence economic has, the more power China and other opposing forces get, and the less capability the United States has to defend its own economic interests, which forces you into a completely different type of global world and environment and governance. And it's incompatible with our system of government. So that's a really important factor. And the second, so corporate governance is one. The second one is corporate activism and social engineering, where in order to protect that globalization, they're going to use every effort they can to try to shift people's mentality and engineer our communities and our consumers to think a certain way. And you can thank the Obama administration for this, because they used a threat of civil lawsuit for diversity efforts. You could EPA, Department of Commerce threats for and legal action and civil lawsuits to undermine corporate America that didn't buy into a globalized system, which basically flattened out and took away American power. The Trump administration is absolutely 100% against that, because they realize the importance of the United States both leading economically, militarily, informationally, and legally. And I think it's a quite interesting contradiction. And this Mexico trade deal was a perfect example of how much power we still have. But just think about what would happen in a few years under the method, if things continued down the same route with China, if we came to the same type of pressure, the Chinese would say, we don't care anymore. We would be in the opposite position, in the position of weakness, and we'd have to negotiate. And how many people actually want to have to do that in the United States, negotiate with these other powers on the weak side of the negotiation? For this event, I think, was a very significant statement. Hopefully it woke up the Republicans to say that maybe it's more important to look at U.S. national interest above global corporate interests and this active socialist corporate governance effort. And it was a very quick win. And no matter how the Democrats and the left spins it, they lost. And I think Mexico will be better. Our border is going to be better. The United States is going to be safer. And it sends a good message that we are serious. And let's just hope that everyone follows through and stays tough. We haven't seen this type of confidence since the Cold War, where an administration stood up. Reagan's with the gas pipelines in Eastern Europe to West.
You know, we actually have, and I have to tell you, I have to laud the Trump administration for doing what they're doing. I agree that people have to help people, but again, by the same token, if you're not strong, you're unable to help other folks. Mr. McKinney, retired Lieutenant Colonel Jim McKinney, thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump believes one of the top three polling Democrats is likely to be his challenger next year. But there's 23 to choose from. Less than 2 weeks before Democrats have their first debate, President Trump is sizing up his competition. On Fox and Friends, the president went after frontrunner Joe Biden to start with.
Everybody knows Joe doesn't have it. Now I see that Pocahontas is doing better. I would love to run against her, frankly. I see that Bernie Sanders is not doing well at all. I would have, frankly, liked to have run against. I think it's probably those three.
The president spent nearly an hour on the Fox program on his 73rd birthday. On Wall Street, the stocks dropped a bit on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 17 points, the NASDAQ dropped 40, and the S&P 500 was down 4. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between the candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Continuing on with KER Politics. I hope that you guys really think about what Lieutenant Colonel Jim McKinney's had to say. All of his philosophy is coming from an Army intelligence viewpoint. Chatting right now with Joshua Phillip. Joshua is a lead investigative reporter for the Epoch Times. I have to tell you, on Friday morning when I recorded this, I became very, very intrigued with what the Epoch Times is doing. They are totally going against the grain of the conventional media. You are finding opinions in there that are thoroughly based in fact. They are written by a bunch of guys, primarily younger kids, I have to say, who have a real passion for getting the truth out. And they're doing a great job. Josh, do me a favor. Let's talk about exactly why that passion exists with the Epoch Times.
I'd say that passion exists because it comes from the founding ideas of the publication. Long story short, you know, we were started by a group of Chinese Americans who basically put this together in a basement in Atlanta. And the reason they did that was because at that time, this is what I think we're best known for is our coverage of the persecution of Falun Gong, but to understand the context of that. That in 1999 in China, the Chinese Communist Party launched a persecution against 100 million people. That was a persecution of forced arrest, torture, you know, re-education through labor, you know, killings. Now there's pretty undeniable evidence that they're using them as sources for organ transplants. 100 million people. And what have the mainstream media said about that? Not a whole lot. Although I should mention that there's been some coverage recently, which was nice to see, but really for years, you really didn't hear much about this. And here's what happened. the Chinese Communist Party had no reason to persecute it, right? They were broadcasting nonstop false information, you know, fake news. And all the Western media were repeating that. This group of Chinese Americans saw this. And they said, we need to create a media that can tell people what's really taking place in the world. And that media they created was the Epoch Times. And we've kept that same basic ideal of maybe what media could be. You know, something meant to people an accurate picture of the world that doesn't just follow what other media are saying, that actually looks at information ourselves, tries to, you know, figure out what's really taking place, and relays as clearly as possible that picture of what took place.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, there's nothing stronger I have found in my life. There's nothing stronger than passion. And you guys, I've interviewed most of your staff, most of your colleagues, I guess is a best way to put it. And you have a group of individuals who are incredibly passionate about what they believe is the truth. And in a conversation, Josh, earlier today that you and I had off mic, you told me the amount of what exactly goes through in terms of fact-checking. I mean, let's take one of these recent stories. And the recent story is written by a fellow by the name of Jeff Carlson. In that story, the story is entitled Five Discrepancies Call the Accuracy of Mueller's Report into Question. Jeff Carlson went on and he talked about this is a good introduction to the story. The Mueller report appears to have been carefully worded by the lawmakers working under former special counsel Robert Mueller, and perhaps Mueller himself, in a manner designed to inflict political damage on President Donald Trump. I'm sure you're aware that's a pretty inflammatory statement, and it is what probably I don't want to say a majority of the country. Well, that's the story that's being laid out there. And I would say that probably a large percentage of the quote-unquote informed people in this country believe that. What did the Epoch Times editors do to ensure the accuracy of that story?
Right, a few things. So I can comment directly on that one first. So Jeff Carlson is an incredible researcher. So is our chief editor, Jasper Fockhart, who actually, you know, we have a very lead from the front culture. So even the editors are some of our best reporters. Jeff Carlson is an incredible researcher. Basically, he's been following this whole scandal from when it started. When documents come out, he'll read them front to back, you know, 400-page documents, whatever. But because he follows it constantly, because he reads everything that comes out, because he, you know, puts aside stuff and clips stuff and takes notes on stuff, he can see when information is changed. And so in that article you mentioned specifically, what he does is he cross-references previous mentions of information and shows how that information was changed in a way that appears to be biased by the special counsel. But in addition to that, you know, of course, we have all of our checks and balances in place. We have, you know, reporters who have very high standards of integrity. We have editors. We have copy editors. We have page editors and so on. And we also have a culture, too, where if someone doesn't like us and they send us a mean email and they say, hey, you got this wrong, we will, of course, check it. And if we got it wrong, we'll correct it. We're, you know, we have pretty good fact-checking in place. And I think also because we are the new guys on the block when it comes to media, we probably hold ourselves to higher standards than most because we know that we're under the microscope.
Well, one comment I want to make is you may be the new guys on the block when it comes to media, but it's my understanding that you guys have 11 million paid subscribers, and your paper is basically banned. Not basically, your paper is banned in mainland China, so I would have to assume that any paid subscribers that you may have in mainland China would probably be a minimal number, number one, or number two, they would have to read definitely not the print edition, but the internet edition. Is that correct?
That's accurate. Our Chinese edition is actually very, very large. We're in just about every Chinese community in the world.
Yeah.
You know, we're in, I think, 34 countries and 23 languages. The Chinese edition is also published in Taiwan and in Hong Kong. And we actually have a pretty substantial reader base in mainland China, including among, ironically, Chinese leadership, because we believe that they know that their own media is not trustworthy. They import, we've been told, pallets of our paper every day. And, you know, of course, we can see the internet traffic, and we see a lot of the people coming in from mainland China are not using circumvention software, which means that they have access to an uncensored version of the internet. And, so our Chinese edition is actually hugely influential. But, you know, of course, English edition is its own product, and, you know, has their own separate readership as well.
One question, how big is your readership? Or give me the magnitude roughly, if you could, of the readership in the United States right now. I know that virtually all of my neighbors and friends up here in Simiam will subscribe to it. What do you think it is nationwide?
To be honest, I have no idea.
I would think it would have to be in the millions. There's no question about that. Josh, we have one.
Getting there.
Yeah, getting there,
Go
of
ahead,
course.
Sorry.
Well, I know you're rated very, very highly on Alexa, which measures listeners or viewership, I guess I should say, on the internet. Josh, you've got exactly 1 minute left. Tell me what you're doing right now at the Epoch Times.
So I write, you know, of course, I'm a senior investigative reporter and editor. But lately I've been doing a daily column explaining kind of the mechanisms of deception that are being used in the media and in political circles. And this pulls, of course, from my background of writing about Chinese spy operations in the United States since about 2008. But observing over time and, of course, through researching how communists, you know, communist subversion tactics operate, you know, in order to understand how China does it, I see a lot of groups using those same methods here. And this is, I think, in order for people to really understand how things work, I think, of course, they can sense that they're being lied to. They can sense that something's not right. But when you can actually put into words exactly what they're doing and exactly, you know, the exact tactics they're using, I find that people really appreciate it. And so that's been one of my focuses lately.
We're going to talk with you about that very definitely in a subsequent show down the road. Josh Philip, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. Folks, I'm going to be right back with Charlotte Cuthbertson talking about what's going on down on the Mexican border.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, welcome back. Time to wrap up KER Politics. Hope you guys have enjoyed the show this weekend. I'm chatting right now with a lady who is no stranger to our listeners. Her name is Charlotte Cuthbertson. Charlotte wrote a fascinating article that appeared on the front page of the latest print edition of the Epoch Times that I have. The article is entitled, New Border Wall Symbolizes Hope, Security to Angel Families. This is a border wall that was funded entirely by donations from individuals. It has been successful in the sense that it was put up in a fairly high-profile area that was allowing, through which I guess I should say, illegal immigrants were entering, drug dealers were entering, etc., etc. Charlotte, let's talk about the whole story. Why did the population in Texas decide to do that?
It is a bit confusing because it's actually physically in Sunland Park in New Mexico, but it's right on the basically the outskirts of El Paso, Texas.
Right.
So that's where the confusion can lie. Do you want me to talk a little bit about the wall itself?
I want you to talk a little bit about the wall, and I want you to talk about what motivated the people down there and around the country to support it financially entirely by themselves.
Sure. Well, it started when combat veteran Brian Colfage started a GoFundMe to help raise money to build border wall. Originally, they were going to give the money to directly to the Department of Homeland Security, but that was blocked. So he set up a non-profit called We Build the Wall, which has raised about $23 million. And the first site that they went to, they chose it because it was a high-traffic area in the El Paso metro area as far as illegal aliens and drugs coming across. And it was also on the side of a hill that the Army Corps of Engineers had told them that the government would not build there because it's too steep. So they basically built half a mile, which went up the side of Mount Cristo Rey, and finished it, I guess, about a week ago now. And it's pretty impressive what they did there.
You know, what I found interesting about the article is, number one, the average contribution was relatively small, number one, and number two, there were not only mature adults involved in terms of raising money for this wall, there were also children involved, you know, through putting up lemonade stands, et cetera, et cetera. One kid in a lemonade stand raised thousands of dollars for the wall. Now, what I find kind of interesting here, Charlotte, is the Democrats are saying we have absolutely no emergency on the border. Everything is okay. Well, examples showing that everything is not okay came up in your article about the number of people getting killed by illegal immigrants. I mean, even if it's one, that's too many. But the fact of the matter is, if you can't vet people coming into our country, as other countries around the world do, it simply makes no sense to me to allow them to come in. Comments?
Right, and of course it's common sense to vet people as they come in, and that was one of the things that really struck me. The big media day there was on a Thursday, and I went to the wall on the Wednesday with a bunch of angel parents, and it was really emotional seeing their reactions to this tangible piece of border security that it just gave them so much hope and so much security that they felt like something was being done. And it was very interesting because this half mile, it just meant so much more to them than, you know, the 654 miles that already exist along the border, because one of the mothers, she said to me, you know, this wall means the world to me. It reignites the fire within me to see what can be done and to see that Americans can do something even if the government won't.
I find it very interesting that so many Americans appear to be anti doing something about illegal immigration. I mean, you got the stupid governor of California who wants it to become a sanctuary state, just allow as many people in as you could possibly want. Charlotte, it makes absolutely no sense to me. That's like saying, you know, speed limits in California are totally non-existent because California does not believe in upholding the law. How do you feel? Let me rephrase that. How can anybody in their right mind, particularly a successful, somewhat well-educated politician, how can they say that the laws don't matter? You know, I've talked to other people who certainly don't fall into the category of being sophisticated individuals who actually talk simply from their emotions. They don't use common sense whatsoever, but they say, I have a colleague who once told me, he lives down in, lives in New Mexico on the border. He hires illegal immigrants all the time to come in and work for him for a pittance. And I said, how can you do that? It's illegal. And he said, I simply cannot support bad laws. That's no rationale to me.
Well, it's really, I mean, this country was built on laws, law and order, and if you don't like a law, then there's a process for petitioning to change that. When you start eroding away the very fabric of what this country was founded on, then you have to look at where that's going and how far down that road you really want to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think this whole thing started out, and I've said this so many times, it's becoming almost irresponsible on my part to keep repeating it, but it strikes me that what the Democrats are trying to do is they're simply trying to buy votes. And I would have to say it's not just on the part of Mexicans, it's also on the part of Islamic folks, people like that. No vetting whatsoever, let's just get it done. Now we have politicians, and this is a bit of a different subject, Hajj, but now we have elected politicians who are not only Islamic, they are very aggressive Islamic people who use profanity when they're talking about the current government in the United States. And I think listeners know who I'm talking about there. I mean, we seem to have a major, major transformation going on in the philosophy of our country. No longer are things positive and correct. Now it's, you know, if it feels good, just do it. Comments?
Right, and that all started with the whole political correct movement sort of in the 90s and then morphed into the identity politics that we see today that's causing a lot of this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we have really gotten off track, and there's no question about that. You know, I just talked in the previous segment, as you probably are aware, with Josh Phillip. Josh said that you folks at the Epic Times, Charlotte Cuthbertson and all of your colleagues, are almost fanatical about wanting to report, about reporting news that is very verifiable. Give me about 30 seconds of your philosophy on what I just said.
Sure. Well, I guess I can talk about it related to border security because that's where I spend most of my time. And I see so much information about misinformation about just basic reporting on the border. And I feel like that inflames so much of this debate, yet the information is completely incorrect. And so my job, I feel, is really an education job. I pass on the facts. People can make up their own minds about what to do with those facts and how they want to interpret them.
It strikes me, and that's a great idea, and that's a philosophy that every reporter should have, in my opinion. I find it fascinating the changes going on right now, and in an interview that I did a couple of weeks ago with a guy named Lowell Ponte, we both agreed that if the Republicans don't win the executive branch in 2020, we could have a very, very negatively serious situation. Ms. Cuthbertson, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.